Hello there, and welcome to JTA 1010, the number one radio broadcast in Rome. My name is Tatum Meza, and I will be giving you your top three stories occurring in Rome. The first top story is major news. This just in, we found out that Julius Caesar was brutally murdered early this afternoon. The conspirators murdered Caesar before he went up to talk to his people. Caesar was stabbed about 23 times. The very last person to stab him was his good friend Brutus. He was so in shock, he said, "You too, Brutus?" Caesar's last words were, "Then Caesar fall." People were stunned. During the funeral, Brutus spoke as well as Antony. Both had great speeches, but it seemed that Antony had a greater effect on the people than Brutus did. We will now get to the weather, and after this commercial break, we will come back to our second top story.
Yeah, man, talking about dang old weather, poor man, on talking about dang old storm clouds, no man, like, you know, dang old lightning, you know, black clouds, and talking about some thunder, you know, man, kind of like boom, you know, man. Dang old traffic on my, I tell you what, man, you know, looking pretty clear on the west side, man, you know, visiting dang old grandma, you know, go traveling through west side, man, you know, east side, looking pretty congested, you know what, man, you know, lots of riots, you know, man, you know, burning stuff, you know, like, poof, man, you know. Talking about dang old no stop, man, no one wanna go up there, man. A bunch of gypsies, you know what I'm talking about, man. And south side, man, looking pretty clear, you know.
Hello there, and welcome back to JTA 1010. The next top story today is the rebelling after Caesar's death. After Caesar's death, as I told you earlier, Antony spoke at Caesar's funeral. He had a long and thoughtful response to the death of Caesar. After Antony spoke, the people of Rome were infuriated with Brutus and the conspirators. The people were destroying Rome due to this tragedy. The people desperately wanted to find the murderers that killed the ruler. They have been searching throughout Rome for a while now. It has been one major riot. We've talked to other bystanders, and it seems like the betrayal of the conspirators has brought out the emotion of all Romans. The only person they can trust at this point would probably be Antony because of his courageous speech. Before your third top story, we will take a look at sports from Alex and then take a quick commercial break.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears for the sports report because of the Terni Lampili match against Albus and Attilius. This version of tic-tac-toe really heated up when Albus got 3 in a row the second game, stopping Attilius, who stumped him in the first. The tiebreaker match gathered a very large crowd to witness Albus continue his streak and steal the victory. Joining Albus in the winner's circle today was Pompilius and his squad after they stole the ball game at the Palaestra. Pompilius massacred Tiberius and his team in this intense game of catch, cleanly sweeping the rival squad in a matter of one intentional throw. And rounding off today in the world of sports is the annual swim meet at the Campus Martius. This swim involved 30 of Rome's top young men all competing in the Tiber River. At the start of the race, Varius, Sergius, and Maximus were all tied in the front of the pack. The three quickly tired, though, after they all switched off positions the entire race. But it was Balbus who was conserving his energy the entirety of the race in the middle of the pack who won it in the final yards. And that's all for today. Back to you.
Has a spouse cheated on you? Has your ruler been viciously murdered by a cast of conspirators? Well, I got the product for you. It's called a pitchfork. And no, I'm not talking about some entry-level hipster garbage. I'm talking about an agricultural tool with a long handle and long, thick, widely separated pointed tines that can also be called prongs, used to lift and pitch loose material such as hay, straw, or leaves. But they're also the perfect touch to an angry mob chasing vicious conspirators out of their town. Buy two and get a free torch.
We all know what anger is, and we've all felt it, whether as a fleeting annoyance or as a full-fledged rage. Now, anger may lead you down many paths. Your anger could possibly be from jealousy of some sort. For example, you may think your leader isn't fit for your country, or maybe someone just killed your leader and you're infuriated.
you have these problems, then you should join a therapy session with the Roman Psychological Association. Here, we will help you solve your anger issue. It may take a while, depending on the severity of your anger, but all patients are much calmer after each therapy session. You will meet people with the same issues you have. It'll be great. Give us a call now for your appointment. Our toll-free number is 555-234-7777. If you are one of the 30 callers, you will get your first session free.
The third and final story is about the killing of Cinna the poet. Since it is so crazy in Rome, people just want to get to the conspirators. They will take down anybody that is in the conspirators. That's what they thought they did, but instead, the people of Rome just killed a man named Cinna that wasn't part of the conspirators. He was an old writer. The old man told the people that he wasn't the Cinna that killed Caesar, but the people didn't want to take the chance and killed him before he tried killing more people. The things are getting out of hand here in Rome. A lot is going on in Rome right now. It's one big mess out there. Well, that's all the time we have for now. Thanks for tuning in to JTA 1010. We would love to hear your comments on our latest news. So please leave your opinion on our website and tune in to our next show Tuesday at 10 a.m.